It's been over 100 years since our last bearded president. Some presidential whisker history today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away 5,000 free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9285. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9285. 1-800-959-9285.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, February 12th. It's the 43rd day of the year, and our 16th president, Abraham Lincoln, was born on this day in 1809. You might not think of Lincoln as a fashion trendsetter, but consider this. Up until the mid-19th century, the beard was considered an annual eccentricity, even for government work. Every fashionable gentleman wore a wig, of course, but no founding father or signer of the Constitution had facial hair. Following Lincoln's example, though, 8 of the next 10 presidents wore a beard or mustache. The fashion cycle finally ended in 1912 when smooth-shaven Woodrow Wilson succeeded William Howard Taft. We'd like to say he won by a whisker. It was, unfortunately, a landslide. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.